haven't really woken up until I've had my McDonald's breakfast deal. And I know this is true because before breakfast, I put my phone in the refrigerator and couldn't find the keys that were already in my hand.
Nothing gets the morning going like the first sip of an iced coffee. Get any size and any flavor for 99 cents until 11 a.m. Price and participation may vary.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba. McDonald's, I'm loving it.
A minute.
Download the Todd and Tyler podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, and Spotify.
And stream the show 24/7 at TNTRadioEmpire.com.
Valerie Bertinelli, about an hour from now, going to phone the program. We talking yesterday about guns and TSA. I got a Facebook message from a TSA guy, one of my Facebook friends. Listen to your podcast yesterday. You guys are talking about the strangest things TSA has found. About 5-6 years ago, a girl came home from college and actually had a boa constrictor in her bag. A coworker didn't see it, but opened her bag and saw a pillowcase move.
Oh, God.
A boa constrictor.
And apparently you can't carry those on?
Well, no.
Nope.
No. Yeah. They could choke out somebody sitting right there.
Yeah, she falls asleep. The snake gets out.
Every time we find a gun in Omaha, the passenger says they forgot it. Also, this guy is McNair's side piece apartment in the Deadpool.
Wow.
Not the side piece, the apartment.
He's the apartment. You're right.
No.
Well, the side piece is dead.
Yeah.
That's exactly what I thought. These people, they carry their gun around like, okay.
No. They say that when they don't forget, Todd.
Yeah, they're panicking and trying to get out.
A lot of them forget, a lot of them don't.
But I'm sure a lot of them go, phone, keys, wallet, gun.
No, I know that, but most of the people, I bet you it's 50-50 at least, these people know they got the gun and then just say, oh, I forgot.
No,
sorry, officer, I didn't know I was going that fast.
Right.
Yeah. Yes, you did.
Yeah, you did. Exactly.
You knew.
That's exactly.
You had a flipping gun.
You're right. Now, there are a few people who probably forget, but no, I'm convinced they just think, I'm going to carry my gun and I'll just, there's no consequences. Oh, I forgot. Why is there should be a consequence.
There should be.
I know. A huge fine.
Yeah.
A huge fine.
Do they lose their gun?
Well, I guess you can
just
say,
can get it back.
You probably can.
Yeah, see, that'd be good enough punishment right there if you lose your gun.
Right.
Yeah, I'd be comfortable with that.
So how does one properly transport a boa constrictor?
In your pants?
Probably like you would a dog. You probably just have to have it in a container.
Put it in a kennel?
Yeah.
Throw it underneath the plane?
Might be too cold for a reptile.
Yeah, then it gets out and chokes every dog in the place out.
According to this, there are consequences. For if you take a firearm to TSA, they will take your firearm and detain you and fine you depending on what type of item you possessed. It says unloaded firearms, $2,000 to $4,000. Loaded firearms, $4,000 to $10,000.
There's a lot of the TSA guys in this.
What about my rights?
Yeah.
Does it actually happen, though?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
Our question is, does it actually happen?
Right.
Okay, that's fair.
A lot of the TSA guys and women in this in our city, in Omaha, listen to the show. They always stop me and Todd, say something to us.
Yeah,
I'm pretty sure. And they're all listening. That guy's listening to the podcast, McNair's Side Piece Apartment. If you hear this podcast, let us know about that. Do you know if there's any consequences that actually go through with it?
Right? Well, that we need to hear from, and I bet you there's somebody listening right now who forgot his gun.
They might not want to tell us about it.
They might not want to share that.
We're not exactly a friendly crowd when it comes to some dumbass bringing a gun on
the plane. I'd be surprised if that call comes through.
Yeah.
Today is National Cheese Lovers Day, so be sure and love your cheese today.
Let's go.
Yeah.
Is there any cheese you love more than the others?
That's a
sharp cheddar.
You like sharp cheddar? I like that.
I bought a block of that at the grocery store, and I'm like, oh, that sounds good. And then I'm cutting it up. And I'm like, man, I'm going to eat this whole block of cheese. That's probably right.
I've done that, too.
That was just sliced in the fridge.
Yeah.
Every time you open it, grab a couple slices. It's pretty good.
I'm with you on that. I have some of that in the fridge. My wife cut some up for a charcuterie board the other day for that game. the Steeler game, and I was just wolfing that crap down. And you're right, now it's in the fridge, and they're going to...
Some Vermont.
Why am I taking three little pieces out that's cut up? I'm going back in.
It's so convenient. Yeah.
But I'm going back in. Yeah.
The Vermont white sharp cheddar.
That's good stuff. I don't really know cheese I don't like.
I don't know why I feel like it's better for me if I'm eating it on a cracker.
Something seems
different about just like eating the cheese on its own. We're like, well, that's not that good.
Cheese on its own is actually better because there's no carbs.
Yeah.
It's actually better on its own, you know.
But it doesn't feel as substantial.
Right.
Feels a little more like a snack.
If you're just chewing on a block.
If you throw it on a cracker.
You're right.
Put it on a Triscuit. That's got some good fiber.
Yeah.
No, like the, what's the stinky, the Limburger stuff? I had that when I was a kid. I didn't really care for that.
I love blue cheese.
Oh, yeah. Blue cheese. Really.
I know people really hate blue cheese.
Yeah.
It depends on the brand for me. Yeah. Some is a little too tangy, and some is nice and mellow.
Yeah, there is kind of a gamut there with blue cheese. Some's mild,
right,
and some's real funky.
Yeah,
there's bad blue cheese and there's good blue cheese.
No, that's not true.
No, it's blue cheese.
I've never been a fan of that.
You don't dip your wings in blue cheese?
Crumbly cheese.
You do ranch?
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't like the feta cheese? Yeah. That's good in salad.
Now we need some damn wings. Damn.
Yes.
Or cheese. Where's my cheese?
Cheese would be nice, right.
An unidentified American man, and you'll see why he was unidentified, was struggling with impotence. So?
Well, we can help him.
Yeah.
Well, I know. You know people who can help him.
Push. Yeah, there you go.
Yep, Push. Yeah.
Push can help him.
He'll talk you through it.
A little dance.
In order to maintain his tumescence... The man had been inserting various objects into the opening.
I think I just saw this headline.
Oh, yeah.
Sounding.
Not a good idea.
Well, no, he was stuffing it full of stuff to make it chub, right?
Correct.
Wrong idea.
To maintain tumescence.
But he's blocking the hole then.
He's reinforcing it.
The man's partner tried to use the straw of a can of weatherproofing spray.
Spray foam.
Oh, no.
At some point, the man's partner accidentally hit the button on top of the can, deploying the foam inside the penis.
Son of a bitch! You would first remove the straw?
Yes.
And then insert?
The foam, normally used for home insulation, hardened, and the man was left with several masses in the inside of his member and bladder. Some of the pieces measured up to 10 centimeters in length and almost 4.5 centimeters wide. These pieces proved too hard to remove by pulling them out. So instead, doctors opted to remove them.
Splayed it open.
By cutting a hole in the man's perineum.
Oh, that's his taint.
The taint.
Ill taint hole.
Oh, came back out the other way.
Oh my God,
this guy's messed
up.
They
had to cut a hole in his taint to get this stuff out.
So they went at it from that way.
Yeah.
What is taint?
They hit it from the back.
Urologists who detailed the incident in urology case report said the man waited 3 weeks to get medical attention.
Oh, 3 weeks.
Wow. How'd he pee the whole time?
Well, that's why he went for treatment. He found it increasingly sore and difficult to urinate.
Oh, so seeping out through the sides.
By the time he arrived at the hospital, he was passing blood.
You think it's the insulation in my penis?
Nah.
It can't be.
Nah.
It'll pass.
I think they're saying this was an accident.
Oh, yeah. This is
he couldn't get hard. They're like, you know what?
Yeah, chill. Spray some of that insulation in there.
Urologists told the Mail Online that sounding, where men insert various objects, blah, 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 was becoming increasingly common home remedy among impotent men.
Oh, so they can put a little scaffolding inside?
Yeah, that's what men are trying to do, despite the serious health risks, of course.
There's a link up on our Twitter and Facebook. You can see the...
pictures.
Yeah. MRI, I think, is it?
There's pictures of this.
Yeah.
MRI or a CAT scan?
Medics were forced to perform a perineal urethrostomy.
What is taint?
Where a new opening is made in between the two to remove the remaining fragments. This diverts the urine stream away from the penis. Now you got to use the new hole.
Yeah.
The man is expected to undergo further surgery to repair the urethra, but only after a psychiatric assessment.
Well, we know he's messed up.
Right. We're going to have to talk to you about this. Right. Putting Flex Seal in your penis.
Right.
Independent urologist.
Wait. You stupid son of a bitch.
Independent urologist Gian Giacomo Alandi said there is no space for gossiping, for judgmental attitudes, or for any form of personal comment.
Well, you're a urologist. You have to take all this stuff seriously. The rest of us can laugh.
Sure.
You know. But, you know, there's a lot of gallows humor in all doctors. We know that. We know what doctors show them.
You have
even
to.
Even urologists go, you look at this crap.
But would it be judging to say, don't do that?
What if he used...
No, I don't think that's judging. Used, that's medical advice.
Yeah. What if he used,
hey, don't spray that insulation in your dong.
What if he used caulk?
No.
And stuck it in his...
You could see how that could be confusing.
It sounded like that's pretty much what that was.
No, this is...
Or no, is that in, the spray it's the insulation foam. Stuff that you, know, you spray.
Sure. And it hardens right away. Right?
And it expands. Ah. It's the expanding foam.
I think they did that on purpose. Because if you really just want a straw, find a Capri Sun or something.
Right.
You don't need the little holes from the insulation.
Yeah. I think Craig mentioned that people are doing this.
I think
this.
That's a fairly good-sized one.
Yeah. The spray foam is a larger.
They think they could puff it up.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's not WD-40 size.
Shove a big swirly straw down there and have his penis go all the way around the whole thing.
I know? Love it when you say that.
Corkscrew.
What an idiot. Yeah.
Or leave the straw out. So yeah, I think they did. Don't ducks have a corkscrew penis?
Or find the new
thing. So.
The guy needs strange if he can't shove up. Get strange.
Oh, no, man. Probably needs medical
or
help.
A pill.
Yeah. What Todd said.
Yeah.
In the link that I put up there, there's a diagram of what they did to this guy.
Mm-hmm.
So now his bladder just drains out. Like he's basically got a floor drain in his taint.
No laughing.
There's like a little screen down there, just sips.
He just has to pull the plug
it
down there.
And it all just settles to the
empties.
Bottom.
I mean, he's got to wear a big. Yeah, a big old fashioned rag then too, probably.
And some sort of.
Yeah. Well, he's got a cork in it. Puss said.
Yeah, but he's probably packing a Kotex underneath that. Yeah. Cork.
It doesn't show what stops it up, but it does show the diagram of how they just.
He's got a wooden cork up there.
To vanish the cork.
Put a cork in it. Yeah, we don't take the urology guys. We're making fun of this.
I had to throw that in there.
Though. I know you did.
You know I did.
Yeah, you did.
There will be no laughing about this. No. Of course there won't.
No.
We won't discuss it.
We won't.
At all, at length.
Okay, Corky.
Why they call you Corky?
Well,
let me show you.
It's better than Leaky.
Please show me. And taking off my pants.
Yeah, you probably got to replace the cork every once in a while.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, because it rocks.
Wears out.
It does, yeah.
Maybe it's an extra hole.
Yeah.
Fix the seal every once in a while.
God. If he's that freaky, though, he's going to use that hole for other reasons then.
Oh, totally.
Yeah.
Oh, he's got ideas already.
He's got four holes, no waiting now. Well, no, three holes.
Well, there might be a little waiting at this point.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, he'll be out for a couple weeks.
Right.
So his dong is just out of commission forever?
Well, they are waiting to see.
That's stuck to the tape.
They're waiting
you
for
you sounded disappointed right, there, Nick.
No, well, no. That's a good question.
It sucks for him.
They're waiting for a psychiatric exam to see if they should go ahead and start fixing
and
stuff.
And fix the dong. Got it. All right.
Oh, because if he's just going to do it again.
Yeah.
Yeah. What's the. Yeah. Just,
yeah. Fix his head first.
Well, yeah. If he's sticking weather sealant in it, where is he going to try to. Stick it when it works.
What's next? Obviously, he's going to stop at nothing.
No.
Except seek some medical help.
I blame the partner.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He was certainly complicit, too.
Kind of demanding.
It could have been she.
Right. For some reason, I don't know why I think this is two dudes. I don't know why.
Because it's the dumbest thing imaginable.
That's why.
Right. That's why I think too.
It's not because it's a gay thing to me. It's just two guys are dumb.
There was something I saw that made me think it was a female, and I don't remember what it was.
Really? Because I think the female would have more of a level head in this situation.
That's what I mean. That's what I'm trying to say about that. I think that's why I think it was another dude that sprayed it up there.
Right, because most of this freaky stuff we hear is a couple of dudes. You hear about a light bulb up somebody's ass, it was a couple of dudes.
Not because they're gay. Right. It's because guys are dumb.
Right.
And we're guys.
Yeah, so they say don't do that.
Yeah, don't do that. Or a light bulb, by the way, that Todd projected yeah. right there.
Oh, we get a light bulb story every once in a while.
Yeah, we do.
It happens.
Yeah.
It has been announced that the long-running animated series King of the Hill will be revived 12 years after its final episode aired. Bringing back King of the Hill, Greg Daniels and Mike Judge returning to oversee the series.
It's been 12 years. Huh?
Yep. Yeah. Mike, it originally aired from 97 to 2010.
It went that long.
Mike Judge is going to be busy.
I know.
He's got Beavis and Butthead coming back. This is coming back.
They got a lot of writers on those shows, though. Yeah. A lot of sensibilities.
Well, they might be ready. He might be done being busy.
Yeah.
And ready to
watch. He's got a new animation company, Bandera Entertainment, and they're doing a lot of stuff.
All right.
No details for the plot.
Justified's coming back for a short run.
Yeah, it is.
And we love Justified. And I like the fact that they're going back and figuring, you know what? These shows were really good. And 7 years later, the actors say, let's do more. I like that. There's more platforms now for them.
Yeah. Is that going to be on a streaming service?
No, it's FX.
No, I think FX.
Yeah.
Oh,
okay.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. Well, and, you know, Justified came from all those Elmore Leonard books.
Right.
And apparently this one is just stolen from another Elmore Leonard book where Raylan Givens is.
He's not
is
in Kentucky. He's back in
Fire
Miami.
Fire in the Hole.
He's in Miami now.
Yeah.
And Fire in the Hole was a short story. So they just expanded on that.
Yeah. So there's plenty of source material for that stuff.
Limited series.
Don't say Fire in the Hole around that cork guy, though.
No.
Which one? That's what you'd ask.
Puts a pillow on his crotch. He's like, no.
Oh, this new one is City Primeval, based on a different Elmore Leonard tale, City Primeval, High Noon in Detroit.
Yeah. Yeah. He doesn't live in Kentucky anymore. He lives in Miami, and he's. Follows a crime lord back to Detroit.
Still a U.S. Marshal?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, he's got a daughter.
Marshall Givens. Yeah,
he's got a daughter. Yeah,
facing off against the Oklahoma Wild Man.
Yeah,
in Detroit apparently.
Yeah. Well, there was a Detroit. There were Detroit gangsters in the original one too. They came in from Detroit to Kentucky. Remember that?
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. What a great show.
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, if you got the opportunity to go back and play a character that really was successful for you, and do it for 8 or 10 episodes, one off, why not?
I watched the movie last night. I found it on Hulu. It was just a quick hour and a half. It was a pretty heavy story, but about people deciding who gets a heart. But Kelsey Grammer's in it, and Kelsey's coming back with Frasier. And I read obviously the dad's passed away, the actor to play the dad. I think all the characters are coming back, and I loved Frasier. And the premise of this is Frasier's apparently really rich now, and that just caused, you know, and if it's the same writers and Kelsey and David Hyde Pierce are back, it's going to be amazing. And the other girls, too.
Yeah, that's going to be a streamer on Paramount Plus.
Yeah. When's that coming out, you say?
No.
Okay.
I got sucked into Blades of Glory.
It was on HBO. Yeah,
nice.
And I've always skipped it because it looked kind of stupid to me, and I watched it.
You're right.
It's stupid.
It's stupid, right?
But it was funny.
And that's why you watched it.
And Jenna Fisher's character, not a whore.
Will Ferrell, by the way.
A long time since I've seen that one.
Can be stupid at anything, but that's
yeah,
he's still
that's
funny,
that's what it's
right?
all about.
Right.
It's just over the top. I kind of enjoyed it.
Thanks for pushing that this way.
Yeah.
I was surprised it was that good.
Good is so subjective.
It is. Come out your cork hole.
Put a cork in it. Had some guacamole last night. Enjoy that, Craig.
Thank you.
I didn't know that created the gas.
I don't know what did, but guacamole drug over ass.
Right.
You know.
Apparently anything that goes through your intestine produces that.
I haven't farted in a while.
Well, that's when you need to be concerned.
That is concerning.
You've gone a few days without farting. Well,
you're reminding me of the cork.
You
took it out
during
the break. Yep. Right. Yeah.
Some people call that a butt plug.
Some people.
The robe worn by Muhammad Ali in the lead up to his famous 1965 fight with Sonny Liston is up for auction.
That's going to go for a bunch.
He was
half
Cassius,
a mil is what they're saying right now.
Cassius Clay at the time?
No.
Oh.
Wait a minute. Let's see. It marked the first time. He had boxed under the name Muhammad Ali.
Okay.
$500,000, huh?
That's what they're thinking it's going to go for. You've all seen it. Now, this was the second Liston fight.
Ollie fans are, especially the original Ollie fans, are older guys with a lot of money now. So, yeah, that's going to easily sell.
Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, after the first match.
I'm wearing that on the couch, though. It's a problem. I'm just going to wear it around.
Yeah. After the first match was when Ollie changed his name from Cassius Clay, calling that a slave name.
Yep.
Chelsea Handler.
We might have to explain what a slave is because they're not teaching that anymore. Remember that. They want people not to teach it anymore.
Only good things.
What about Chelsea? Chelsea and
Joe
Coy are in love, man. They're in love.
She's going to star in Peacock TV's adaptation of her memoir.
Okay. Joe's got his Joseph is set for pilot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
ABC?
I don't remember.
I think so.
He did mention it.
I can narrow it down to about three or four.
Yeah. It's one of those.
Networks.
Yeah, it's one of the major
with the letters,
networks.
Right. And he starred in that. He's actually the star. Yeah. Right? Yeah.
Well, he's got that movie coming out, too.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. I can't wait to get him back on the phone because he was chatting with Chelsea Handler while we were on the radio with him that morning. And just talking about how we're still, we're great friends. No, they were more than friends.
It wasn't shortly after that when it came out publicly.
Yeah, they were together. He didn't want to share it with us right away, apparently.
It blows my mind. Like, I saw he had to cancel some dates around New Year's Eve in, like, Abu Dhabi or Dubai. I mean, God, that guy is just world famous.
Yep. Yeah, he is. Yep.
Packing arenas everywhere.
I think these pictures are pretty recent, but Chelsea on her Instagram.
Oh, yeah, they're sucking face all the time.
No, she's skiing in a bikini.
Okay.
A weed bikini.
Oh, I saw a picture of them skiing together.
Emblazoned with marijuana leaves and holding a bottle of vodka.
All right.
That's fun.
And a glass. No poles. I don't know where she is. On a hill somewhere. But she just posted this a few days ago.
Yeah, they're living the life. Good for them.
Procter & Gamble says that products like Tide and Downy dryer sheets, the price of those are going to go up at the end of February.
Thanks, Brandon.
And some personal health care products. Taking those prices going up in April.
It's time.
Time flies.
Please join me in taking off your pants again, Craig. Yeah.
Absolutely.
All right.
I think I'm ready.
Valerie Bertinelli later this morning.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.